Do you mind if I just finish my orange juice before we continue?
Oh, of course not, no.
You don't feel like burping, do you, Tamius?
I don't think so.
I'm glad to hear it. There's been quite a lot of burping going on this episode. Big Fatty, you'll be so proud.
Hamming it up with Big Fatty.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
There's been quite a lot of burping going on this episode.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One and this is episode 2435 of the BFO for Monday the 15th of May 2017, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about the weekend. Big Fatty. Hello, vacationers. Big Fatty, are you going on a vacation? Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you're vacationers today. Y'all, I am not going. Or as they say in the motherland, holidayers. Big Fatty, holidayers. I'm holidaying. Yes, Big Fatty. Over the weekend, I got several. Let's just see if I can find them here. I got several. Did I throw it away? Big Fatty. Well, I may have accidentally thrown it away by mistake. Y'all, I got several e-letters from my Northeast straight boyfriend, Dan. Y'all, he is vacationing up in Maine. Big Fatty, so nice they named it twice. Y'all, he was at some sort of a cement pond. He is there with his mama and his daddy and his brother and Mrs. Northeast straight boyfriend and him. And they're having some sort of a holiday. They were at the old swimming hole. And y'all, so of course, what is he doing? He's sending Big Fatty pictures. He's sending Big Fatty pictures. Big Fatty, was there any vulgar pictures? There were no vulgar pictures. And y'all, then all of a sudden, a little bit later, y'all, what is that? I told you I bought. Haagen-Dazs ice cream bars. Y'all, the one of them, it was a dark chocolate with coconut, and it had a little ribbon, vanilla ice cream, and little ribbons of caramel on the inside. Y'all, it was like eating an ice cream bar mounds. It was, y'all, yes, Big Fatty, sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. But y'all, it's delicious. So if you see that at Javon's East, you might want to check those out. I get a second picture from him, but y'all, he has sent it. He has sent the picture on Mrs. Northeast straight boyfriend's cellular telephonic device. So I didn't recognize the name. And so the picture came in and it's of him. And so my response was, hi, hi, hi. And she responded, Big Fatty, this is Mrs. Northeast straight boyfriend. And I responded, hi, 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 Big Fatty, you're so original. But y'all, enough of all that. Let's get into talking about the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, let's see. Last time I spoke to you was a Thursday night when I recorded the Full Right little show. It was a little bit of a frustrating day in the coal mine on Full Right But y'all, I've let it go, let it go. Big Fatty, quit singing, quit singing. Y'all, the day went well. Y'all, there's a new bagged solid that I tried. It's called like the I don't know. It's kind of a Mexican bag solid, and it's the variety of lettuce, and then it's a spicy ranch dressing, and it has some Mexican cheeses on it, and then a little corn chip kind of things, tortilla chip things. And y'all, then I had when I had gone to the Von's East on Wednesday, I had picked up a few extra chicken fingers, y'all. I put one of them on my Southern Cab solid on Wednesday, and y'all, I cut up the other two and put it in with this. Y'all, it was absolutely delicious. Yes, Big Fatty, and it made you gassy. I bet it did indeed make me gassy. So I had that for my lunch, and y'all, I had bought that ice cream cake to take to the coal mine. Y'all, I was going to take it on Friday. I forgot. So it's still here at the villa, so I'll eventually take it in. Yes, Big Fatty. Came home for right night, and y'all went for a nipple walk through Fat Acres. Y'all, I think it seems to me like I counted like 29 homes that people were actually living in. Now, that doesn't include the townhouses or anything like that. So that's coming right along. And y'all, it looks like there are several new homes are probably going to start this week. So that's encouraging. After I did that, I came back here to the villa, and y'all, I'm trying to think what I did. What did I do on Friday? Y'all, I think I had a couple of glasses of sangria, Big Fatty, for medicinal purposes only, of course. And sat on the porch of the villa, the veranda of the villa, and just piddled around. Big Fatty, did you clean it up? Y'all just had a nice evening. Slept like a baby. Yes, Big Fatty, that's why you had to wash the sheets on Sunday. A clean sheet night, Sunday night. It's true. Y'all, then I got up Saturday and had my breakfast, read the newspaper on the veranda. Oh, no, I didn't either. Wait a minute. Let me back up. Big Fatty, should we make a beeping noise if you're backing up? Big Fatty. But y'all, we're supposed to get rain. Oh, Big Fatty, the old gal will love to hear about that. Y'all, sure enough, I woke up Saturday morning, and y'all, I could hear the pitter patter, if you will, of the rain outside. So y'all, I leapt out of bed, I put on some clothes, Big Fatty. Thank goodness, because we did not need an incident. Y'all went and put my ferns and all out in the on the sidewalk of the villa, you know, so they can get that good free rain, free watering. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, they sat out there all day long. Y'all, it came down. It would go from just being overcast to just storming down throughout the day. But y'all, during one of the times when it let up, y'all, I got in the ruby red, and y'all, I went over to the Kohl's. Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. And y'all, you know, I had that $30 Kohl's cash, and y'all, so I I went over there, and I got what did I get? Big Fatty, we don't know. So y'all, it the best way for me to describe it, I saw it in the Kohl's the other day or last week. Y'all, it's kind of like an oven baking dish. That's the kind of size it is, and the way it looks, you know. But y'all, it's made out of wire mesh for cooking. And y'all, what you do is you put your vegetables in this, and then you can put them on the grill to grill vegetables. And y'all, it works like a charm. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I grilled some. I took broccoli and I took onion and mushrooms and I put them in a Ziploc bag, and then I put in some, what is that called, olive oil. Oh, Popeye! I put in some balsamic vinaigrette. Balsamic vinegar. And some lemon pepper, and just shook it all up and turned it through the day, and it just kind of sat there and got all coated up and everything. And y'all, I had taken out some boneless poke when I was Friday evening, and took out some cone on the cob Saturday morning. But anyway, I went to the Kohl's and I got this basket, and y'all, but y'all, it was, I had $30 in Kohl's cash, and y'all, it was on sale. It wasn't $30 worth. So y'all, what I did was I got some new grill utensils. They had a set of three grill utensils. My other ones were just kind of, they were just kind of white trash. Ready? White trash grill utensils. So y'all, I got both of those used my Kohl's cash. Had 15% off. Didn't have a good coupon, but 15% is better than nothing. Both of those together cost me $7.85. Big Fatty, that's lovely. And so y'all, I spent $7.85, but I saved $47.78. And y'all, I've got to say, after I left the Kohl's, I went by the Sam's Club because I wanted to see if they had some good stuff for grilling and everything like that. And y'all, they did have some of the boneless country ribs. Big Fatty, is that spelled C? It is not spelled C-U-N-T. And they did, so I got a package of those, and then I got, what else did I get? Big Fatty, we don't know, you've thrown it away. Oh no, I put it on the, y'all, if you're not using the Sam's Club scan and go, you don't know what you're missing. But anyway, I got that, I got some more of the Gouda cheese, got some more Corfrey. What else did I get? Trying to think. Oh, y'all, I got some, they had these kind of bratwurst sausages on sale. It was a box of 18 of them for like $10. And I thought, well, that sounds pretty good. So I got some of those got home, and I divided up everything into smaller bags and all this kind of stuff. And y'all, then I decided I was going to cook on the grill. So I went out and got my bratwurst started. Big Fatty, it sounds vulgar when you say it. And got my poke on the grill and my cone on the cob out there. And y'all, got them all cooked up and everything. And y'all, then I put my basket on the grill and put my vegetables in there. And y'all, they just did lovely. Just lovely. And I gotta say, I'm very, very pleased with my purchases. And y'all, I had some of that for my supper, and I probably got enough for two or three more meals out of all that. Big Fatty, rotten food by the end of the week. Well, you know, it's never stopped me before from eating it. But anyway, had that for my supper. Y'all, I thought I was going to have a gentleman caller come by, but Y'all, the time just got away from me, and it just didn't work out. And so, there's a possibility that he may be coming by later Mother's Day evening, but we'll have to see. Yes, Big Fatty. But anyway, y'all, I was on that Stick It With a Poke. Y'all, it was me and Gavin. And Jim and y'all, Mr. Mike from up there, the Squamish Northern Mexico was on there. Big Fatty, he had about four words to say. It's true. Well, he was busy posting the poem. And then old Stinkpot showed up there at the end. This is his busy time at work. So, he's been doing that, and y'all then after that was over, got my share and headed on out to the bar. Met Granny out there. Y'all, Granny's arriving earlier and earlier. So you know, yes, Big Fatty, the old people they like to be prompt. They want to be the first ones. It's true. So anyway, Granny and Big Dick were there when I got there, and then. Durwood arrived a little bit later on in the evening. He had some family issues he had to deal with, but he decided he needed a cocktail after that, so he came on out, and a few other of our friends showed up also. Anyway, y'all, it was just a lovely evening. Then on Sunday, I got up, y'all. First of all, while it was raining Saturday morning, y'all, I got back into the love chamber. You know, woke up about 6:30 a.m. in the morning, and I put the. Then I said, "Oh, I'm not getting up," and I rolled back over, and y'all. The rain woke me up about 8 o'clock, and that's when I got up and put the plants out, and y'all, I said, "I'm going back to bed." And y'all, next thing I knew, it was 11:30 a.m. in the morning. Be ready. And y'all, then on Sunday, I woke, you know, the body clock woke me up. And y'all, then I just rolled right back over. And then the next thing I knew, it was 10:15 a.m. Big Fatty, you're just catching up for last weekend. It's true. Y'all, while I was out and about at the Sam's Club, I went and got petroleum, $1.98 a gallon. For petroleum at the Sam's Club. So I thought that was it's come down. It's come down a few cents. So that's always nice when there's a one in the price. Big Fatty, it'd be nice if it was a zero in the price. Well, it would be nice if there was a zero in the price, but it's not. So then Sunday, y'all, I've been watching some things on the TV machine and just kind of having a relaxing day. I've called the Hat Arena to wish her a happy Mother's Day. She got her cookeries without a problem. And y'all, it's just been a lovely Sunday. I'm probably going to have me a little supper here soon and maybe go for a little nipple walk. And y'all then just close out the weekend on a nice quiet note. Yes, Big Fatty! Dear Gussie, now y'all, Big Fatty, if I may just interrupt. Oh, dear Gussie, if I may just interrupt here, there's something very important happening on Wednesday. Let's just look at the calendar. Oh, yes, Kim Beaver's celebration of exiting the birth cave. Yes, Big Fatty, and something else. Oh, well, I'm going to El Dentisto on Wednesday, which, of course, is Mexican for. El Dentisto. Yes, Big Fatty, and something else. Oh, well, it appears to be Poodle's celebration of exiting. Yes, Big Fatty, please send cake. P.O. Box 561, Walnut Hills, California, 91365. Well, okay. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the Shy Yeti. And Shy Yeti, what did you think of today's little show?
There's been quite a lot of burping going on this episode.
Oh, well, you know, that doesn't narrow it down from any other episode.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.